The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? Top of the morning to you.
3:28 a.m., June 9th, 2024. The petrodollar dies today. Remember?
Indeed. Saudi Arabia.
So, we got all kinds of I got a lot of shit we can talk about. You know, I gotta give you the thing where you can look at the numbers. I should have done that a long time ago. I just didn't think of it. And you didn't ask, but the numbers are up, and it's weird because I'll get like a bunch of hits, and none of them are for like the latest episode. And I was thinking, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because that's never happened before. Usually it's like everybody's listening to the newest episode. I get it, but and then I started thinking, I'm like, oh, that's just feds trying to dig up dirt from our old episodes. They're trying to get me.
I know a couple of people that kind of like fell off for a little bit, you know, like they had like transitions between school and their new jobs and they're catching up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get it, man. It's cool, but like I said, I just assumed it was feds trying to dig up dirt on me. They'll never catch me. You know why?
Why?
I have a disguise. What's the opposite of a MAGA hat?
A Joe Biden hat?
No, a COVID mask. If my wife's like, hey, there's two men at the door and they look like agents, I'll just answer the door in a COVID mask. How can I help you?
That's it.
Like, no, that can't be him.
He would never wear a mask.
Right.
I mean, he's known to speak eyebrow and understand eyebrow, but he would never wear a mask.
So you were asking me about Baby Billy, our sponsor.
Yeah.
I mean, I could play the clip again if you want. But
he
doesn't
only have the one thing.
Huh?
He's got gemstones. He's got a...
Oh, he's got a lot of clips. Huh?
He's got a game show.
Well, check this out.
Toilet baby.
Oh, yeah. No, but we're sponsoring the health elixir. Listen.
Drink Baby Billy's health elixir to extend your life. It works against COVID and
can't
bird
hear
flu.
It?
There's absolutely nothing it won't treat.
I did it wrong, though. Here I am fucking up again. It never ends. Never ends. All right. At least you let me know right off the bat.
Drink Baby Billy's health elixir to extend your life. It works against COVID and bird flu. There's absolutely nothing it won't treat.
That's it. I thought that was funny in his commercial when he says, fights everything, even COVID.
He's like, after I pay all the scientists and all the researchers.
All the lab coats. It's a wash. Yeah.
I mean, he's got good production value. I got to give him that. I mean, you can't deny that. The guy did a good job, you know, kind of like putting it out there. Here's my favorite one, though.
Every episode starts out the same. Old baby Billy, he comes out like this. I make me some jokes, current events, hot styles. Nothing is, you want to keep it light so we don't limit our audience. And then I introduce two families. I banter with them. I do some chit-chat. Maybe I kiss them on the cheek. And then one by one, they compete doing trivias from the Bible. This right here.
Uncle Baby Billy, isn't this just exactly the pitch for Family Feuds?
Yeah, did you run this past Dad?
Why I got to run this by Eli? Everybody knows y'all running shit. Unless you ain't got purchase power, you can't pull the trigger.
No, no, we got purchase power. We can pull triggers, homie.
Then I suggest you pull the trigger on this here hit TV series. Go on, take it off the market.
It's exactly Family Feuds.
There ain't no Family Feud. This is Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers.
Bible Bonkers.
Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers.
Baby Billy Bible Bonkers.
Bible Bonkers. Baby Billy Bible Bonkers.
Yeah, roll that around your mouth. It's fun, ain't it?
You know what? I already know how I'm going to vote on this if we just want to end this meeting early. Plus, I got some stuff that I got to hash out with Jesse.
The hell you
got
to hash out with me?
What I got to hash out with you is you tattling on me to your damn fembot.
Oh, come on. You're mad because I told Amber that you're having an affair with a man named Steven?
Affair?
Steven, who the fuck is Steven?
Now you don't tell too much people. Listen, fuck me, man.
He told three. Lionel's here too now. He heard it. Look, can we please just concentrate on my pitch? Come on now.
I think my executive vote is no on Bible Bonkers.
I don't like it.
Well, that's one thing I can agree with you on, you fucking tattletale.
What, you really gonna say no to this concept?
Not today, Double.
Nah, dog.
Not on our network. This is not the kind of stuff we put on our network.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't even see solid gold when I'm shitting it right in front of you. Y'all just piss me off. What are you fucking numbers are down? You think you can ship me off to paradise? Make me sing by a pool all motherfucking day, getting a suntan, breaking pina coladas for free, living in a penthouse? Huh? No. I'm an international known talent. I deserve more than that. You haven't seen the last of me.
Yeah, I mean, you're our uncle. Soon we're going to hear from you again.
You damn right you will. Let's go. Come on, Tia.
Okay. I'm sorry this year for y'all to study.
You can take all this. We don't want it.
You left your kid here.
Oh, sorry. Bye, y'all. That was fun.
Love you, Aunt Tiffy.
Love you, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was Kenny Powers in the middle, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is this a show or something?
Yeah. I got to wait for it to be on a free network. I'm not paying for it.
Huh.
That's good shit.
That's funny.
So, all right. Enough bullshitting around. What did I do? I clicked on this shit. Do you realize, all right, so all these doctors that come up with all this bullshit, you realize that when they say a peer-reviewed document, what does that mean to you?
That a group of their peers in the same field reviewed it.
How many?
And fact-checked it.
How many?
I have no clue.
It's usually like two. Really? Close friends. Yeah. How's that make you? How does that make you feel confident?
No, not really.
Yeah. If you can even look it up on Wikipedia, technical peer reviews are carried out by peers representing areas of life cycle affected by material being reviewed, usually limited to six or fewer people. That's being liberal. It's usually, well, it says six or fewer, but so six at the most. I'll say usually like two. And it's usually like colleagues or close friends of theirs. That's why I don't go to the doctor. I rely on sunshine, fasting, and baby Billy's health elixir.
That's awesome.
All right. Hey, yeah, Carl got his shit in.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Let me share it. So you only got to press. Once you press share sound, it's good for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why the fuck they make you do it at all. Why would you share something if you weren't going to be able to hear it? Get your shit together, Zoom. I'm taking my business elsewhere. All right. Here we go. Here we go with Carl's clip.
This is Carl's window. I realize it's late, but they say the best thing's worth waiting for. Like a day late and dollar short kind of thing, am I right? But this will be about D-Day, June 6th, 1944. So it was 80 years ago and 2 days. D-Day was the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The invasion, officially called Operation Overlord, combined the forces of 156,000 U.S., British, and Canadian troops, almost 7,000 ships and landing vessels, and almost 2,400 aircraft and 900 gliders that delivered airborne troops. Anticipating an Allied invasion somewhere along the French coast, Hitler had charged Field Marshal Erwin Rommel with fortifying Nazi defenses in France. In 43, Rommel completed construction of the Atlantic Wall, Germany's 2,400-mile line of bunkers, landmines, and beach and water obstacles. It's estimated that the Nazis planted 4 million landmines along Normandy's beaches. They called it Fortress Europe, both the Allied and the Axis. Allied soldiers stormed 50 miles of Normandy's peacefully cut this till I'm about to start talking again. Just better than a family here. Allied soldiers stormed 50 miles of Normandy's fiercely defended beaches in northern France in an operation that proved to be a critical turning point in the war. From west to east, it was Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. At Omaha, bombing runs had failed to take out heavily fortified Nazi artillery positions, and the first waves of American fighters were cut down in droves by German machine gun fire as they scrambled across the mine-riddled beach. However, U.S. forces persisted through the day-long slog, pushing forward to a fortified seawall, then up steep bluffs to take out the Nazi artillery posts by nightfall. All told, around 2,400 American troops were killed, wounded, or unaccounted for after the fighting at Omaha. 5 days after the D-Day invasion, troops immediately began installing two massive temporary harbors that had taken 6 months to construct back in England. Now, these were floating harbors that were meant to be put together piecemeal, so they were delivered by ships, and then they were put in the harbor, anchored down, so that we could bring in supplies, more troops, and all that stuff. All told, the Allies unloaded approximately 2.5 million men, 500,000 vehicles, 4 million tons of supplies at these temporary harbors over the remaining course of the war, because it was a vital spot for the rest of the war. These are the heroes that you see portrayed in Band of Brothers, The Saving Private Ryan, and many more movies like that. They're very accurate accounts translated to film by the writings and stories of the brave men that were there. Saving Private Ryan portrays soldiers who landed on Omaha, Band of Brothers shows paratroopers landing in France and areas around the beachheads. That was the 6th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division, the Screaming Eagle, that famous Screaming Eagle design, that's from this. And for us to war, they were known as Easy Company. But that's Carl's window for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Fox is gay.
Oh, Fox is gay. Okay. Well, Carl, thanks. But the up in Fort Drum, we say it's not gay if you're teaching a lesson. So it might not be as romantic as you envisioned it to be. A good job.
Good job, Carl. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got it in, man.
Yeah, it was kind of last minute, too. And he he texted me and asked me if I listened to it, but I was already sleeping because I knew I had to get up early for this. I'll tell you what, man, we're two of the hardest working motherfuckers in podcasting. These Forefathers episodes. Oh, yeah. You were asking me about Andy Bennett?
Yeah.
I had him scheduled for today.
What time?
I don't fucking know. Right before we got on, I messaged him. I can do it by myself if I have to, but I know you don't like getting up early in the morning. But I'll figure it out, man. And if I do get him on, I'm just going to save it. Like this one, I'll probably put it right out, you know, but.
Yeah.
With him, I can save that. What else was I talking about?
So,
go ahead.
Going back to Carl's topic about D-Day.
Yeah.
We always talk about how like history is written by the victors. History is called his story because it's his story, you know, like the story of some person that won or steered a narrative. Like there's so many facets that we don't see or get suppressed in terms of documenting history.
I don't mean to interrupt, but you know, did you ever watch the Flintstones?
Yeah.
You know the Flintstones song? And they'll go down in his story. That's been on my mind ever since I was a little kid. I knew it said his story. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they had the Buffalo, the secret society, the Buffalo water, what was it? They would wear those big hats and go, and him, Fred and Barney would go to the water buffalo meetings or whatever. Yeah, it was like a secret society. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts, man. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But this clip is kind of interesting. Let's see.
Then Britain and France declare war on him. He's like, all right, fine. Destroys France in 6 weeks. And then the British evacuating ordered the Germans to stand down for 48 hours to allow the British to evacuate. He could have massacred them on the beaches because it took them days to evacuate. As a goodwill gesture, sent like 15 peace envoys to Churchill, begging Churchill, can we have peace? We don't want to go to war. Churchill ignored all of them, and they spread a bunch of war propaganda in Britain to try and hoodwink the British into thinking that the Germans were the aggressor and that they weren't seeking peace and that they had no choice but to go to war with Germany. And they started bombing German civilians, the British, secretly. And Hitler said, stop doing that. We want peace. And eventually he snapped and started bombing Britain back. And they said, oh, look, the Germans are bombing us. We have to go to war with the Germans. The whole thing was a fucking scam. They made it very clear. They saw the Soviet Union as the existential threat. The Soviet Union, by the way, when the Germans go into Poland, the Soviet Union gobbles up like 11 countries in Eastern Europe. And, you know, Britain and the other Allied powers are powerless to do anything about it because they want to go to war with the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany at the same time. They just declared war on the Germans. So Stalin takes the opportunity to just basically take half of Eastern Europe, and the communist world is expanding. They have an ideology of global communist revolution. By the way, when Hitler seized power, the communists were about to seize power themselves in Germany. It was either going to become communist Germany or Nazi Germany. There was only two choices at that point after the Great Depression. So their whole ideology was built around defending Europe from communism.
That sounds familiar. That's a familiar cycle there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are waking up to that shit now. I think, you know, back in the days when they had the propaganda machine going and the Uncle Sam, I want you for the U.S. Army. Everybody was all patriotic and shit. Well, we ain't got a lot of that going on anymore these days. But, yeah, people are waking up to the bullshit.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I like, for example, in this video, the guy doesn't even say the name of the person he's talking about, the H name, Hitler.
Yeah.
Because you can get canceled because of that. And I'm not defending anything about him or anything, but it's interesting what, like, is you don't get taught at school. You know, like, I never knew this stuff. You know, like, I never knew that Churchill was kind of a piece of shit.
Well, he was a drunk. That's the only good thing we like about him.
Yeah, he said some good shit to some lady that told him that he was a drunk or something. And he told her what, he's like, well, I forget what it is. I'm not going to try to quote it, but.
He probably said something like, I can't drink enough to want to fuck you or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know, but there's so much of history that is spun around. Like, it's not real.
Right.
You know, we've often talked about, like,
yeah,
we've often talked about these buildings that get, like, additional Roman numerals added to them. We've talked about ancient ruins that don't look the same way as when they were first discovered because they got turned into a touristic attraction.
Right. Yeah.
One of them being Stonehenge. I mean, Stonehenge is a tourist destination. It's not really real.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, what the fuck was the Georgia Guidestones too? Like, who the fuck erected that and why? And then it was only like 50 years old. Remember, they dug up the time capsule and it was like fucking Hustler magazines and fucking 8-track tapes. Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't know.
Yeah, anytime anybody says anything about did you play a couple of General Lee's clips yesterday and didn't give him credit?
I don't know.
Well, you got to give him credit if you play his clips. Cause two
I
of the,
don't know if I played his clip.
I don't know if he sends me and you the same shit, but two of the clips you played yesterday are the same ones he sent me. Shout out to General Lee and Subconscious Realms. What were you saying?
I shared the ones that I bookmark on my on my page. I don't really
Is it Facebook or Instagram?
I do Twitter.
Oh, Twitter?
He does a lot of Instagram, yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was just a coincidence. I was just asking. He sent me, like, thank God he sent me a bunch of shit because I don't have anything left because I don't get on Instagram on the weekends. You know, I'm busy at home sitting in the driveway drinking beer, cutting grass, hanging, you know, me and my wife went out to eat. And, you know, I'm busy on the weekends. I don't dick around with Instagram, but so I ain't got nothing. But then I got on here and looked at General Lee's shit. He sent me like fucking 20 clips. So like I said, check out General Lee at Subconscious Realms. I'm going to play some of his clips. This one's kind of racist. Well, a lot of his shit's racist. Nothing wrong with that, General. Maybe that's why his name's General Lee. I don't fucking know. I figured his name was just Lee or something.
Chinese. Japanese.
Don Rickles.
Filipino, my ass, you're a Jap. I'll tell you this. 3 years in the jungle looking for your uncle. I'll tell you this. Walking around going, oh. No, I kid you, we're all brothers. God bless you, my friend. What is your first name? Joe? Joe, my ass, Joe. During World War II, they were all Joe. You're a Jew. You got to be. With that nose, if you're not, you're an eagle. I'll tell you this. Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, my all ass, you're
right,
a Jap.
All right. That was a good one. Thanks, General. Let's see what else I got.
You can't make comedy like that anymore.
No, Don Rickles, man. I didn't realize he was so rough around the edges, man. He used to be like, when he was on TV shows and shit, he'd act like a goofball. I got Trump here. I don't remember what he said. The general sent it. I just want to listen.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
The next day. That was grabbing by the pussy one.
Hey, that's my move.
I'm trying to remember which one's which. Oh, here's the one I wanted to play.
Here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him remain in Mexico. Very tough to get, but I got it. Safe third agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good that gave us this best border. According to Tom Homan, according to Brandon Judd, the top people, they said it was the single best border we've ever had in recorded history. What's happened now is a horror show. The country, our country, is being laughed at all over the world. Over the past 3 years, Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettled them into your communities. At any time during the past 3 years, Crooked Joe Biden, and he is crooked as you can be and the most incompetent president we've ever had, could have called off the invasion. But to this day, he is keeping the hordes of illegal migrants and illegal aliens pouring into the country. Here are the facts.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. You know, while I was playing that, I brought up the crypto numbers. And I'm thinking like, okay, the petrodollar dies today. I'll bet you XRP is skyrocketing. It dropped another penny. It's 49 cents. We'll see what happens tomorrow. It's the weekend. Wall Street's closed.
That's true.
I'll tell you what. Get your XRP now while you still can at a cheap rate. I ain't joking. I know what I'm talking about, people. If you listen to this show, you know how intelligent I am. This XRP... This is your last day. Tomorrow is going to be fucking way more expensive.
Listen to this thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Okay.
Now, I was going to say, when he was talking about Biden, and then you were talking about D-Day, you and Carl, every time I hear D-Day, all I can think of is Biden shitting his pants. Right?
Did you see the full clip of that?
Yeah. General Lee sent me it.
The full clip?
Yeah, it was
like the full video.
The clip that you played yesterday. That's why I asked you if you got it from General Lee, because he sent me the exact same clip. And
I came across it. But there's the full clip that actually shows the whole thing.
Where he gets walked off stage? No, I didn't. I haven't seen it in.
Yeah, there's an unedited one. So the clip we were talking about, the clip that's pretty viral,
yeah,
is very edited.
So the real one's worse?
No, the real one shows him thinking he can sit down.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't shit his pants, but his wife was still holding her nose and mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't. Yeah.
Maybe he was just maybe he was just taking a deep shit stance. You don't know what's going on in the man's mind. You say he looked definitely thought he could sit down. Maybe he was just getting into that shit.
Yeah, I'll find a clip here during this episode and I'll play it.
All right.
Just to clarify things. But this one was kind of funny. This is totally me. I apologize for anybody that gets offended about this.
Oh boy.
But yeah, so listen to this.
What's the most Jewish sound?
I don't get it.
I don't know. There's some people that say that they hate the Jews so much that they say that the snake in the garden was Jewish.
Who knows, man? We've been lied to about everything. I don't discount anything or anybody's ideas.
Yeah, I don't know. But there was also this oh man.
What are you on right now when you do that? Is that Facebook?
No, it's Twitter.
Oh, Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't look familiar to me because mine's black. I guess you can do it either way you like. Well, I do it on my phone, so I never get on there anyway. But my phone is on a battery saver, so the white screens are always black.
Yeah, I'm not going to find a video, unfortunately, so I give up on it.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I got something. All right, have you ever heard of Tom DeLay and some of his ideas?
Tom who?
Tom DeLay. He was he represented Texas from 1985 to 2006 and was Republican Party House Majority Leader from 2003 to 2005.
Okay.
So he came out and said, I'm trying to scoot this over so I can. All right. I can't. Oh, shit. Now what the fuck? Now I got some bullshit. Okay. He came out and said that the Obama administration, he was the House representative. He came out and this was, I want to say 2015. So this was before Trump. It's before all the divisiveness and shit. And he came out and said that the Obama administration wanted to legalize 12 perversions, including bestiality, pedophilia, and polygamy. And like 9 other shit that he didn't really say. But I'm going to, let me share it. I'm going to play this video of him. What the fuck? Wait a minute.
Special guest. What the Sigma? Where's my skibbity slicers?
That is not it.
So mad.
All right.
Got any sisters?
That's kind of weird, dude.
No, not weird at all. They call me the Riddler.
Every episode is.
All right, we're back. We got invaded by China. I tried to play this Tom DeLay clip in fucking TikTok. TikTok just fucking popped up out of nowhere. I'm not saying I don't have it downloaded on my computer, but I didn't fucking click nothing. It was China. China. All right, here's the clip.
We've already found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions, things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys and making that legal. And not only that, but they have a whole list of strategies to go after the churches, the pastors, and any businesses that tries to assert their religious liberty. This is coming, and it's coming like a tidal wave.
All right, so Congressman, I just want to get this straight. So you are aware of a Justice Department memo where that says there will be an effort to legitimize or legalize bestiality, pedophilia, and as you put it, perversions?
That's correct. They're coming down with 12 new perversions. The LGBT just isn't is only the beginning. They're going to start expanding it to the other perversions.
All right. Well, nothing anymore would surprise me. Absolutely nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, Yeah, well, that was the Obama administration, okay? And Biden's just carrying that shit on. He wasn't wrong. Was he wrong? Or does that sound fucking familiar to you?
No, I think with Obama, it started the whole Black Lives Matter thing. And it also started, I mean, I hate to say it, he started turning the country gay.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, like,
he's the one that started letting cross dressers in women's restrooms.
Yeah. If you identify as this, you can, you know, use that bathroom. He gave like a speech saying that.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, that's when it all started, dude. I'm telling you, he's the Antichrist. You ever see that video where Barack Obama spells out the Antichrist or something like that?
Dude, I remember, when did I move up here? I remember looking at reading a story about him being the Antichrist in like 2010 before I even moved up here. But I mean, yeah. they do that with everybody. I don't know. I'm not saying it's...
They do, but damn, like, talk about, like, such an influential human being into depravity, and then think about what everybody wants to know. Is it Big Mike?
I mean, you know, a motherfucker can't talk. When they say silver tongue devil, they ain't bullshitting.
And then their kids aren't even his... Malia and whatever
the other supposedly one
is. They look like the couple that people say or speculate that they're born from.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I've seen it. I don't disagree with that, but there's no proof. Oh man. So
hey, remember how we were talking about how come McDonald's, like during these pandemics where we had like bird flu, for example, I don't really recall any McDonald's or anybody, any fast food place, a big chain, lacking chicken. Do you?
Not that I know of. I can't think of any.
The only thing I recall is I remember at one point Costco and Kroger's and Walmart didn't have any fried chicken. They only had rotisserie chickens.
Huh.
And it was during the bird flu pandemic, whatever. And then, you know, when we had mad cow disease and all this shit, or yeah, any cow shit that happened lately. Right. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, they never run out of meat. But us as consumers at the store, our prices go up. You get less meat for the price. And sometimes you actually had no meat to buy. So what the fuck is going on? How does McDonald's, who feeds, you know, like millions of people a day, survive? Like, to me, it's perplexing.
Oh, it's called lobbying.
You know? Check this out. Hold on. Here we go.
We take the children of our enemy, which is the white race, and we bring them to the basements in the synagogues. We train the blood and watch them die there. It's very similar to how we do the sacrifices that we do with the kosher butchering, and so we do that, and then we mix it with the Passover bread, and so we eat the blood of our enemies, and the bodies, we're not cannibals, so what we do is we take those, because we can make some shekels, and we give them to the slaughterhouses, and those are pounds and pounds and pounds of meat that we grind up in the sausage and the hamburger. And that's why we made those the most popular things, sausage for breakfast and hamburger for lunch. And so all the goyim out here are really eating their children. And even when we say this outright and tell you people, you don't...
Huh.
You don't believe it.
Who was that talking?
Dude, I've come across similar clips stating the same thing, and it's always like a rabbi sounding person.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. He sounded like a Jew.
and I'm just saying, like they had that whole scandal about like the underground tunnels from synagogues.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And nothing ever really happened. Nobody. I think people wanted to, but it got kind of swept under the rug. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I mean, I am 1% Jewish. I don't know how they know I'm Jewish through that DNA test. I think
how
it's
the
bullshit.
Fuck are you? How does DNA have anything to do with religion? Oh, that's my question.
Yeah, I mean, it's just say that I'm like 99% Christian. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, but it doesn't, so I really don't know.
They told me I'm like...
I think it's all fabricated.
I think it is, too.
Like, that's one of the things that I really think stands out to me about the fabrication of reality is, just like you said, how can a place be Jewish unless they want you to think that they always had their land or whatever. It's kind of like steering the narrative.
Yeah, the Israel was just established in what, 1945 or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
They tell me I'm 3/4 Irish and 1/4 Neanderthal.
I can see the Neanderthal.
Hey, I'm not as not much as Tex Cobb.
Motherfucker,
you looked him up, man. That was the dude I met in Philly.
Oh, and, yeah, I remember. That was a while ago.
Oh, he looks like 100% Neanderthal. I love the dude, though. He's a real man. Yeah, I don't know, man. What else? So we're talking, you know, religion. I don't know. I don't know how evil you think Jews really are. But at least they believe in something, or at least pretend to. You know what I mean? Like, there's a saying in the military, like, there's no atheists in foxholes. Because when the shit hits the fan, they start fucking praying to God and praying to Jesus or whatever they do, man. You know, all that shit goes out the window when they think they're about to die. Yeah. So it's kind of funny. It just shows how weak they are.
Well, you know how they try to deceive God by being able to work on the Sabbath, right? In New York City?
Well, they changed the Sabbath.
I think we talked about in a previous episode, they have a wire that extends their domicile to encircle the whole city of Manhattan so that they don't stop making money on the Sabbath. They think that by putting up that wire, that God doesn't realize that they're not at home respecting the Sabbath.
I don't know, man. I don't understand.
Dude, I know. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird.
All right, so what's his name? Constantine. Supposedly, he changed the Sabbath. He changed a lot of shit. I swear to God, he was possessed. All right, he's the one that took all the books out of the Bible. So supposedly, I don't know if they were pagans or what, but people used to worship the Sabbath on Saturday. And he declared that anybody that does that would be executed. It's mighty Christian of him, right? But I don't know, man. They say the Sabbath was changed and all the days were changed, and it's just, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure about anything. And I don't claim to be correct about it, a lot of shit, but that's the reason. Because so much shit has been changed, and then he burnt down the Library of Alexandria, which had a lot of the... I don't know how much of it got burnt down. I think a lot of it got moved into the basement of the Vatican. The archives down there, they got fucking tunnels underneath the Vatican. You know? Mm-hmm. But with that being said... All right, hold up. The Geneva Bible. Are you familiar with that?
No.
All right. You got any topics? I got to bring this shit up.
Yeah, I was going to play this clip real quick.
Go ahead, yeah.
It's kind of patriotic-ish.
But if you... All right.
All right.
Support the country you live in, or go live in the country that you support. There's nothing that's more true than this statement. As an immigrant, I find it ridiculous to see the amount of American people hating on their own country. But worse than this is the fact that they refuse to leave, and they also hate it, but they take advantage of everything that America has to offer them. It's easy to support Islam when you don't live in a Muslim country where Sharia law is in place, right? It's easy to complain about capitalism when you have a supermarket available every mile around you where you can go and buy food and you don't have to stand hours and hours in line for a piece of bread or a bucket of water, like it is in so many countries where socialism is in place. And if the United States has been falling in the last years, it is because of people like you who support a government that lies straight to your face, a government that creates this fake narrative that everyone is equal while destroying prosperity. I'll tell you this. People have always wanted to immigrate to the United States for a reason. And it's not because we are a white supremacist country, not because we're racist. This I can guarantee you. It's because we've always taken the word freedom very seriously. It seems to me that it's getting lost. And once that concept of freedom gets lost, that's when we're going to start having lives that look exactly like these countries that I just mentioned here. And unfortunately, it's going to be too late for these people to realize how good they had it here while they had freedom. Now that they don't have it anymore, they're going to cry about it. Now, if you don't agree with me and you think I'm just spitting a lot of BS, please DM me if you hate America, and I will buy your tickets, a one-way ticket to whichever country you want, the ones that you support, right? These countries that have Sharia law, these countries that are communist, these countries, okay? DM me and I will pay for your ticket, but you cannot come back here.
That's my kind of woman right there, man.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. They're trying to send a drag queen to Palestine.
Oh, for Christ.
And there's people that are willing to pay to send one out there just to see. Like they're like the community is trying to raise money for this to happen, and then there's people on the right or conservatives that are saying like, "Here's the ticket, like go, we just want to see what happens, just report back."
All right, but anyway, I was looking up this shit from the Geneva Bible. Okay,
all right.
So I don't even know where to. All right, so the King James Bible says, all right, the Geneva Bible was at the foundation of the American colonies. It was the Bible used in Jamestown and preferred Bible of the early pilgrim settlers of New England. The Geneva Bible was the Bible of the leading English writers John Bunyan, William Shakespeare, and John Milton. When Mary Tudor became queen in 1553, many English Protestants fled to Europe, seeking refuge from religious persecution. By 1560, English exiles in Geneva produced a Bible in English, especially designed for use by families and individuals. The translation, the first complete Bible into English from both the Hebrew and Greek, was excellent. Yet the most important element of this Bible, which came to be known as the Geneva Bible, was its notes. Marginal notes included cross-references, alternative translations, and explanations of the hard places of Scripture. The notes provided a running commentary on Scripture and shaped the understanding of the Bible for generations of ordinary English-speaking people. All right, so basically what happened was, there was a, I wish I could find the fucking passage. I've been looking, and they try to hide it from us. But King James, okay, so there's a passage in the Geneva Bible. It says, it basically says government is evil. Or, you know, even it might even said kings are evil. Something like that. And so that's when the King James Bible came to be. So he rewrote everything, changed the words, changed a lot of the shit that was in it. All right. I'm trying to look here. I wish I could find the goddamn passage. But that, I mean, that's what happened. He didn't want people to be against him and the government, so he wrote his own Bible. That's where we're at.
His story.
Right, right. The King James history.
Right. Just like the Flintstones.
Right. What are you doing, rolling a joint?
No, so I've got this finger that's fucking, I don't know, I got like all weird about my cuticles, and I fucked it up, and it's just been like throbbing and painful. So I was just kind of like digging at it.
Soak it in beer.
Huh?
Soak it in beer.
Yeah, I actually, that's what I usually do. Like, I've been trying to fix it every night. Like, it hurts. So it's not like a pleasant thing. But at the end, before I go to bed, I usually spray this spray that is a disinfectant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's healing. I'm slowly getting to the bottom of it. It just all doesn't right. help that I go to work, you know, and like I get cornmeal, all these toppings on it. You know what I mean? Like
cornmeal. There's cornmeal and pizza.
Yeah, that's what we use as a lubricant to like stretch the pizzas.
Cornmeal's a lubricant?
Like... Yeah.
What the fuck? What is cornmeal? What is that?
It's like a powder. It's like flour.
Okay. All right. Hey, we didn't have to have a long show, man. We just did one last night. You got anything else?
Yeah. So one thing I did want to talk about was the movie Capricorn 1. I remember telling you about it, but it's a British film, and it's about a reporter discovers that a supposed Mars landing by a crewed mission to the planet has been faked via a conspiracy involving the government and under duress, the crew themselves. And it stars James Brolin, Sam Waterston, and O.J. Simpson as astronauts. Yeah, so like, dude, this is crazy. So I watched this movie because I saw a video about it, and I was like, really? They made this movie? So the astronauts are in the spaceship, like in the capsule.
Uh-huh.
And somebody comes in and says, hey, you guys need to get out of here. It's an emergency. And they're like, what? Yeah, you guys need to get out. But check this out. They get out, but the spaceship still launches. So people still see a launch. There's just nobody in it.
Probably the way most of them are.
And then the crew gets flown to like a remote location. And they find out that unless they keep up this lie in order to prop up the NASA project and get backing from the government, their families would be killed.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
They're like, all your families are all on the same plane. Will you agree to do this or not? And they're like, what happens if we don't? And they're like, well, that plane will not land. Yeah.
That sounds so familiar.
Dude, so they have to fake the whole thing. They're like in a on a stage, a recording studio, and they're faking the whole thing. And they have like, you know, they feel bad that they're tricking everybody. They feel bad that they're tricking their family, their kids. And supposedly on the flight back home, they talk to their families, and one of the guys tries to give like a clue to the wife.
Yeah.
And the reporter picks up on that, the reporter that thinks that it's being faked. And dude, like the reporter has his whole life, like they chase him. They're trying to like kill him because he's onto them. And then towards the end, what happens is the capsule is coming in back onto Earth, and just mysteriously it blows up.
Huh.
So the media told everybody that they died, but they didn't. And so they chase them through the desert. Dude, it's a crazy movie. But in the end, they exposed the truth that it was all fake.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, this movie's ridiculous. And I mean, it's a really good movie. It's a really good time. And I mean, if you're into conspiracies, I mean, it's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
It's available on YouTube actually for free. Capricorn 1.
Capricorn 1. All right, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah.
My wife probably won't like it. Oh, she might.
Yeah, she might. I mean, it's got O.J. Simpson in it. I mean, it's great.
All right. I'm going to share one more thing. Just a note from our little message from our sponsor.
Life got you feeling down? Baby Billy's Health Elixir will lift you up. Heal the spirit to heal the body.
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture. You just drink this tasty coconut silkiness every morning, and that's it. Done. $100 for a one-month jug. Additional jugs, only $65 a pop. And I make nothing. Zero. Zilch. By the time I pay all my scientists, all my people in my research department lab coats, it's a wash. Well, why you do it then, baby Billy? Well, because I'm selfless. And I want to heal as many people as the dear Lord lets me.
Baby Billy's Health Elixir. A miracle in a bottle. Not approved by the FDA.
Thanks, baby Billy.
Thank you, baby Billy. We needed that. Hey, right. Urban Dictionary.
Is it my turn?
It's my turn. It's been my turn for like three episodes, man.
All right, go ahead.
So I got the sour apple smoothie.
What the fuck?
This one's horrible. I know, right?
All right.
So when eating out a girl with syphilis, she queefs and a green liquid comes out of her vagina and goes into your mouth. Since this is extremely disgusting, you puke all over her vagina, yet continue to eat.
Oh, my God.
I went to your mom's house to get a sour apple smoothie.
That can't be real. Jesus Christ.
I hope not.
All right.
Jesus.
All right, that's enough. Let's end it.
All right. Hey, we next episode, I just want to put it out there. We're going to talk about Led Zeppelin and Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to make a rock and roll episode.
Is that your surprise you were talking about? You said you had a surprise for this episode.
My surprise is My surprise was going to be I was going to take mushrooms, but I wasn't brave enough.
I mean, that'd be good for next week. Aleister Crowley and Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
If you start getting out of hand, I'll just fucking end it. So don't worry. I'll still put it out, though.
Of course you will. But that one's been requested a lot. Like, there's a lot of connections. I know we've talked a lot about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. Well, they moved into his house, right? Or Page did, or whoever.
Yep. Jimmy Page.
All
right. Right on Lake Loch Ness.
Right.
Is Nessie.
And then, people say he summoned that. Who knows, man? Who knows?
It's going to be interesting. I'll have my shit together on it, so we'll be able to put out a good one on that one.
Yeah, I'll look into it, too. Yeah, we got to start having more topics instead of just fucking freeballing it. All right. Thanks, Carl. Good job. Thanks, General. Motherfucker sent me like 20 clips, man. And I could have. He sent me so many clips. Two of them were the ones you played yesterday. So that's why I was like, hey, you're not giving him credit? I mean, but, you know, it's just a coincidence. But, all right, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldier on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that shit. It's all the same. And if anybody wants to call in, leave a message, be on the show, 31 Flu Frog 6. That's flu as in the Wuhan flu. China. anything? And you got anything, Julio?
Hey, why can't the leopard play hide and seek?
Why?
Because it's always spotted.
That was a dad joke. All right.
Hey, do they put holy water in the flu shot?
I don't know.
They should. It's worth a shot.
All right, that's enough. You know what? I don't think I want to hear anymore.
You shouldn't take the Lord's name in vain. You know, because it's a shot.
Right. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, I'm closing the dad joke cabinet.
Right. All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.